Unit 3. Text A. The Atlantic Ocean. The Atlantic Ocean is one of the oceans that separate the Old World from the New. For centuries, it kept the Americas from being discovered by the people of Europe. Many wrong ideas about the Atlantic made early sailors unwilling to sail far out into it. One idea was that it reached out to the edge of the world. Sailors were afraid that they might sail right off the earth. Another idea was that at the equator the ocean would be boiling hot. The Atlantic Ocean is only half as big as the Pacific, but it is still very large. It is more than 4,000 miles, 6,000 kilometers, wide, where Columbus crossed it. Even at its narrowest, it is about 2,000 miles, 3,200 kilometers, wide. This narrowest place is between the bulge of South America and the bulge of Africa. Two things make the Atlantic Ocean rather unusual. For so large an ocean, it has very few islands. Also, it is the world's saltiest ocean. There is so much water in the Atlantic that it is hard to imagine how much there is. But suppose no more rain fell into it, and no more water was brought to it by rivers. It would take the ocean about 4,000 years to dry up. On the average, the water is a little more than 2 miles, 3.2 kilometers, deep. But in places it is much deeper. The deepest spot is near Puerto Rico. This deep measures 30,246 feet, almost 6 miles, 9.6 kilometers. One of the longest mountain ranges of the world rises from the floor of the Atlantic. This mountain range runs north and south down the middle of the ocean. The tops of a few of the mountains reach up above the sea and make islands. The Azores are the tops of peaks in the Mid-Atlantic mountain range. Several hundred miles eastward from Florida, there is a part of the ocean called the Sargasso Sea. Here the water is quiet, for there is little wind. In the days of sailing vessels, the crew were afraid they would be becalmed here. Sometimes they were. Ocean currents are sometimes called rivers in the sea. One of these rivers in the Atlantic is called the Gulf Stream. It is a current of warm water. Another is the Labrador Current, cold water coming down from the Arctic. Ocean currents affect the climates of the lands near which they flow. The Atlantic furnishes much food for the people on its shores. One of its most famous fishing regions, the Great Banks, is near Newfoundland. Today, the Atlantic is a great highway. It is not, however, always a smooth and safe one. Storms sweep across it and pile up great waves. Icebergs float down from the far north across the paths of ships. We now have such fast ways of traveling that this big ocean seems to have grown smaller. Columbus sailed for more than 2 months to cross it. A fast, modern steamship can make the trip in less than 4 days. Airplanes fly from New York to London in only 8 hours, and from South America to Africa in 4.
Text B. The Moon. We find that the moon is about 239,000 miles, 384,551 kilometers away from the Earth, and to within a few thousand miles, its distance always remains the same. Yet a very little observation shows that the moon is not standing still. Its distance from the Earth remains the same, but its direction continually changes. We find that it is traveling in a circle, or very nearly a circle, round the Earth, going completely round once a month, or, more exactly, once every 27 1/3 days. It is our nearest neighbor in space, and like ourselves, it is kept tied to the Earth by the Earth's gravitational pull. Except for the Sun, the Moon looks the biggest object in the sky. Actually, it is one of the smallest, and only looks big because it is so near to us. Its diameter is only 2,160 miles, 3,389 kilometers, or a little more than a quarter of the diameter of the Earth. Once a month, or more exactly, once every 29.5 days, at the time we call full moon, its whole disk looks bright. At other times, only part of it appears bright. And we always find that this is the part which faces towards the sun, while the part facing away from the sun appears dark. Artists could make their pictures better if they kept this in mind. Only those parts of the moon which are lighted up by the sun are bright. This shows that the moon gives no light of its own. It merely reflects the light of the sun, like a huge mirror hung in the sky. Yet the dark part of the moon's surface is not absolutely black. Generally, it is just light enough for us to be able to see its outline, so that we speak of seeing the old moon in the new moon's arms. The light by which we see the old moon does not come from the sun, but from the earth. We know well how the surface of the sea, or of snow, or even of a wet road, may reflect uncomfortably much of the sun's light onto our faces. In the same way, the surface of the whole Earth reflects enough of the sun's light onto the face of the moon for us to be able to see the parts of it which would otherwise be dark. If there were any inhabitants of the moon, they would see our earth reflecting the light of the sun. Again, like a huge mirror hung in the sky. They would speak of earthlight, just as we speak of moonlight. The old moon in the new moon's arms is nothing but that part of the moon's surface on which it is night, lighted up by earthlight. In the same way, the lunar inhabitants would occasionally see part of our earth in full sunlight, and the rest lighted only by moonlight. They might call this the old earth in the new earth's arms.